Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechet Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Mem Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Amar of Ami, Amar Rav, Maidik Siv, Pasuk in Yecheskel describes how Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel to go to Golus, to go to exile, from one place to another place, to serve as a message to Klal Yisrael that we will be going, unfortunately, into Golus. And the Gemara now will explain what that pasuk means. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, what is the connection between this halacha, which we're learning now, this pasuk, and the explanation of this pasuk, which we're learning now, to what we are learning? So the Ein Yaakov, because of this, says that the proper girsa of our Gemara really ought to be Amra Rav and Amarav, that this is another halacha, that this is another limud they will learn from Rav Avin Amarav, and that's the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara. However, the Karen Ayra actually says that the previous Gemara, the Gemara that we learned at the end of our previous year about the rain and the Har Pras, if we look that the Gemara Masechet Bechiris was actually taught by Rav Ami. And if that's the explanation, so says the Karen Ayra, the connection in our Gemara is well understood, because that Gemara is speaking about something, that previous halacha is something that we learned from Rav Ami. And now we begin our shir again with something that was taught by Rav Ami. The pasuk says, Vata ben Adam, the pasuk says that Yecheskel tells, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Vata ben Adam, asay lecha kli goyla, prepare for yourself kli goyla, v'golisa mimkaimcha amakam achalei neim, and you will show as you are going to the, as you are going to Golus, and maybe, says the pasuk, by them seeing this, the Klal Yisrael seeing this, Ulei Kiyeri, Kiyiru, they will see Kibes Merihemi, that they have not behaved properly, and that will cause them to do better and do tshuva. So what are the Kli Goyla, explains the Gemara? What are the vessels, what are the utensils that we need to take along with us, Chas V'Shalom, as we go to Golus? Says the Gemara, Zener, that we take along a candle, Kara, that we take along a plate, that they should be able to, that they should be able to prepare food, prepare a dough. As I saw the Mefarshim explain, that if they wouldn't have a bowl in which to put whatever they're going to prepare for Golus, they would have to knead their dough on the floor. And of course, if one needs a dough on the floor, it's going to get all dirty from the earth and the stones and the pebbles. For Shetiach, Shetiach is, some explain that it's a tablecloth on which to sleep. Others say it was a piece of leather that they would lay down on when they would try to go to sleep. Actually, I saw that there's some Farshim that explain that every one of these different items that was taken to Golus had dual purposes. As they had dual purposes, the Hamas, the bowl that we just spoke, was used on one hand to make the dough in it, and on the other hand, it could be used as a pillow when somebody puts their head down to rest. The bowl was used to eat and drink from. And this tablecloth, as we just said, could be used both as a tablecloth, and it could also be used as a sheet to lay on. Actually, what we see from this Gemara, I saw some of Farshim explain, is how important it is to have always a tablecloth on the table. And the point is that a tablecloth, a person who eats on a tablecloth, shows that he's a person that is careful about the way he eats. And in fact, there's some that were makbid, there's some that were careful to use the tablecloth, not have the tablecloth on the table all the time. They always had the tablecloth only on when they ate. but they were careful whatever they ate that they should have a tablecloth. And I saw two interesting manhagim. One minig that I saw is that the tablecloth that one has on his table during the week should not be the same tablecloth they have on Shabbos. And not only should it not be the same tablecloth that they have on Shabbos, but even more so, that the tablecloth that they have on Shabbos, they should be careful to remove that tablecloth before they say Havdalah, on Matzah Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in the Teichacha, Vavadatas Ivecha, Barav, Batsama, Be'erim, Bechoysakol, that they won't even have, the Pasuk says the Klal Yisrael won't even have the basic necessities that we need to have. So explains the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar of Ami, Amar Rav, B'lay Nera B'l Shulchan, they won't have a candle, they won't have a table. Rav Chizda Amar, B'chay Soko, that they won't have wives. And a person, as the In Yaakov explains, that Rav Chizda would say that reason he succeeded more than anyone else is because he got married at 16. And since he got married at 16, he had a wife that helped him succeed. And the Gemara, we know in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis, teaches us, Hashori b'lo isha, someone who doesn't have a wife, Shori b'lo simcha, b'lo brocha, b'lo teiva. All of the brocha that we have is there because of our wives. Deis Yaakov explains that when a person has a wife, even if he's going through difficult times, he has somebody to share his situation with. And when you have somebody to share your difficult times, and I'm sure that all the more so when you have somebody who is to share good times, that is so critical. Rav Sheshes Amar B'lo Shamish, he doesn't have somebody to help take care of him. Others say B'lo Shamish means B'lo Shemish, without any light, that if somebody doesn't have the benefit of being able to see, it's a terrible curse. And as the Mefarshim explained, this was said by Rav Sheshes, who unfortunately was blind. And what Rav Sheshes was saying is that a person who is blind and can't see, even if he'll have wonderful things, missing the ability to see is so terrible. Nachman Bleideya, somebody who doesn't have intelligence, somebody who doesn't have common sense. Tana, the Brisa says what it means is b'lay melech b'lay revav. Somebody doesn't have salt and oil because you can't really enjoy what you're eating. You can't really enjoy what you're eating if you're missing these things. So the Mashal explains, in order to understand this Gemara, the Mashal explains the Pasuk uses a very strong wording. The Pasuk says b'chosa koil, missing everything. So the Mashal says that that's the direction that this Gemara is going in. The Gemara is trying to show which are the things that are most critical, essential for a person. And the Maral explains, the candle and the table are what a person needs to have, basic needs. The table represents the need to eat. And a person, of course, needs to eat to survive. So that speaks about the Gashmias. On the other hand, the candle gives us the ability to learn and to give us the ability to daven. And one is missing the candle, he won't be able to fulfill his ruchnius needs. And that's why the Gemara began that those are the two most necessary requirements that a person has to have. And then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Loideya. So Maral says that Rav Nachman is really not coming to disagree what we learned a moment ago. He's just coming to add that even though these various different objects that we spoke about, the candle and the table and the wife are so, and the son or the assistant are so important, but if you don't have the intelligence to do what you have properly, you're missing the need for life. That's Yosef explains that the reason that somebody who doesn't have intelligence is the most serious, because a person is here to accomplish. And the only way a person could accomplish something in this world is if he has the intelligence to use his talents for Avodas Hashem. But the person who doesn't have that ability is missing. And the Inyakov says a very nice explanation to this. We've spoken in our previous shurim that there are nun, there are 50 shari bina, there are 50 levels of intelligence. So he says, the Inyakov says that the word kol is begematria in the gematria 50 to represent the 50 shari bina. The morale explains why is salt and grease so important. So he says, we think about things that a person are missing. So we could think maybe that the only thing that are essential, something that you use all the time. You don't use salt all the time. You don't use grease, oil all the time. Says the morale, even the Gemara is teaching us that even things that are so not always used could be essential to our existence. But the Inyakov has a different explanation. He says, after the Gemara identified all of these different things which are so essential to what we need to live, how does the Gemara ask, the Inyakov says, the missing salt or grease is so essential? So he explains that when the Gemara says salt and grease, it doesn't actually mean salt and grease. It means that just like the salt and the oil give taste to the food, a person who lives in this world but doesn't have the das, doesn't have, it's a mashal for the das. The das, if what we do in this world is accompanied with das, then it has value. But if what we do in this world is not done with das, then there's no point to what we're doing. And in fact, based on that, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Abaya teaches us, Ein Ani, a person is not considered poor. Poor doesn't mean that you're lacking financial resources. Poor means that you don't have das. A person, if he's missing money, money could be replaced. But das, somebody who doesn't have the intelligence, is missing everything. And in fact, says the Gemara, Marava Amri, they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, the Dabe, the person who has das, the person who has intelligence, kulebay, he has everything that he needs to have. However, the loy dabei, the person who's missing that intelligence, mabei, what is worth everything else that he has? Dokoni, if you have das, machoser, then you're not missing anything. Doloy koni, but if you don't have das, ma koni, then even if you'll be financially wealthy, it won't help you if you don't have the das to know what to do with it. And the Marsha says that, why does the Gemara say the same point over and over? To teach us that das is required both for our gashmius needs and for our ruchnius needs. The Eitz Yosef explains that somebody who has das, such a person, that there are people that are born with das, and then there are people that are not born with das. And then there are people who are not necessarily born that brilliant, but they study and they work on themselves to have das. So says the Eitz Yosef, what the Gemara is teaching us is that if somebody, Baruch Hashem, is born with das, fantastic. But das is so essential to our existence that if Chas V'Sham, somebody wasn't born with das, what he should do is work on himself to have das. And the Inyakov says, why was this said particularly on in Eretz Yisrael? So he says that in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Avir da'ara machkim. Eretz Yisrael is a place that adds intelligence. And that's why it's specifically spoken about in Eretz Yisrael. The Ben Yehuda explains that the word Adam, which speaks about, which is the word of a person, stands for the Rashi Tevis, Amuna, Das, and Malacha. A person, we know the Pasuk says, Adam l'omal yulad. A person is born to toil in this world. And of course, not toil with foolish things, toil in learning Torah, toil in doing mitzvahs. Das, as we just learned, a person has to have intelligence, because as the Gemara just explained, without das, what is the purpose of life? And Amuna, after a person has das, and after a person works hard, what's critical is that a person should realize that it's not his das, it's not his intelligence, it's not his malacha, it's not his hard work that brings success. The success that we have in this world all begins with amunah. It all begins with believing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes us successful. And therefore, says the Maral, says the Ben Yoyada, the first thing a person has to know is amunah, to believe everything amunah, that everything is from Hashem, and that everything we have is from Hashem, and everything that happens to us is from Hashem, and chas v'shalom, never to believe that koichi v'yotzim yodi osle z'chayel azeh. The Divrei Shmuel, we gave a pshat why was said in Marava. The Divrei Shmuel says that Marava actually refers to Olam Haba. And what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody, the name Marava, the people who are in Olam Haba, say, if you want to come to Olam Haba, have das, have the intelligence to know how to live in Olam Hazeh. And if you'll know how to live in Olam Hazeh, then you will be zoicha to have Olam Haba. The Mesh Chachma says, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kisavoy into Teichacha, Tachas Ashleivaritas Hashem Elkecha, B'simcha U'betuv Leiv Meroiv Kol. That the reason the Pasuk says that we are not, we will be chas v'shalom punished, is because we're missing the roiv kol, we're missing the das. And he goes on to say that the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, teaches us, Omer Mazut Roy, Kama Yigiyas Yoga Adam Arishin, Ad Shemotza Pas Lachol. How much did Adam Arishin have to toil until he got a piece of bread? And the Gemara goes to say, how much is involved until you get a little piece of bread? And he said about himself, Mazutri, Vani Mashkim, I get up in the morning, and I find everything already prepared for me. And the Gemara goes on to say how much our Adam Arishin had to toil until he got a little, until he had a garment to wear. That's what the Mesh Chochma says, is that how much did Avram Avinu, as we spoke the other day, have to work until he came to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we realize, we're born and we realize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Why? So the Chayv Salvavis explains that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And by opening a Chumash and by opening the Torah, we recognize to how that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world and what are we here in the world for. And that is what we're supposed to be, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Tachas Shalayvarata Hashem Elokecha. Why we cursed? Because we didn't serve Hashem Simcha B'tov Leiv Merayv Kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much. And as we're learning the Gemara, the biggest bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is das. And therefore, since if we don't have the das, that we are not going to accomplish. But because we have the das, we should be so happy. Because we have the Torah, we should be so happy. Because we have Amuna, we should be so happy. And if we're missing that, then achas v'shalom to techacha will come. The Mefarshim explained, where did Abaya learn this from? That ain't oni b'deya. They say he learned it from what it says in Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, Ezu Asher HaSameich B'chalkai. And in fact, I saw that the Leif Simcha, the Ger Rebbe, was once asked, why on Purim we know we have to give Matanos L'Avyoinim? Why is it called Matanos L'Avyoinim and not Matanos L'Aniyim? Because he explains that what we're trying to say is that an Evyon, who is the person who's really poor, the highest level of poverty? So he explains that the highest level of poverty is somebody who doesn't have das. And on Purim, what he says we have to do is not just give the person financial help. Of course we have to give financial help, but we have to give him the das to help him recognize what we are here from, here for and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And I saw that many people on Friday night, when they sing the Zmiris, they say, V'hosu v'meni u'mekob ne besi, u'kom amcha bes Yisrael, k'mine dalas v'anias v'avyonis. What is pshat when we say, k'om mile dalas v'anias v'avyonis, all types? So what we mean to say is, yes, there are people who are financially poor, they're missing things that they need in life. But we also say, k'om mine, there are people who could be very, very wealthy, but they could be very poor, because our Gemara says, if they're missing the das. I saw another pshat from the Sefer Torah of us. The pasuk says, da kanisa machasarta. If you see a person that has das or doesn't have das, it's connected to the ma. Ma always represents being modest, being humble. A person who's humble will have das, and a person who's not humble can never have das. Another pshat is that the dog corner machaser, a person should give away everything that he has. A person should give everything he has in order to have das. Because the dog corner, if you achieve das, then machaser, you're not missing everything. You have everything that you need in life. And the Dalai Kani, but if you don't have Das, the Ma Kani, what is it worth? But a person has to realize, I saw from the Kedushat Tzion, that everything we have comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chochma, the intelligence we have, as we have been repeating, we need to recognize comes from Hashem. And the Kedushat Tzion would say that the word Chochma stands for Klum. There's nothing missing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chochmah that we have is not our own Chochmah. The Chochmah that we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we go back, as we've been discussing in our Shiurim, Bikacholim. The Gemara goes back to Bikacholim. So says the Gemara, Amar Alexandri, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba. Ein HaChayla Amid Mechayoy. A person who's unfortunately not well doesn't get well. Ad Shemarchel Mechal Avanaisav. Until he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives him for all his averes. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hasoleach l'chol avanoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives me for all my sins, and then Haroifi l'chol tachloichi. And the Mefarshim explained that if a person was really a Baal Avera, he should die when he gets sick. The fact that he's able to survive, what I understand him to mean is a person gets sick. The sickness comes because he did an Avera, he did Averis. And the fact that he's able to get well is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was obviously Michael's Averis. The Miri has a much simpler pshat. As we've been saying in our Shurim, if a person Chas V'Shalom gets sick, what he's supposed to do is do tshuva and be mispalel. If a person got sick and then he did tshuva, and he was mispalel, and he got well, it's a proof that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Michael his Averis. The Mashah has a different pshat. He says, the Gemara says, Yisurim Memarakim Avanash Shel Adam. The actual pain that one suffers for being sick causes Mechilas Avinus. So we see when the person was sick and now he's better, he obviously had Mechilas Avinus. Rav Amnuna Amar, somebody who gets well after not being well, Chozer L'Yemei Elumav, he goes back to his youth. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Iyov, Rutfash B'tzorai, Minoyar Yoshel Elumav. And I saw the way the Mefarshim explained that tomorrow is there's moisture that comes back to his skin, to his body, when he gets better. And he rejuvenates to his youth. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol Mishkovai, if somebody is mishkavoy, if somebody is laying in bed, he gets completely confused and he forgets his learning. Because, as the Maral explains, a person who is not well, what happens is, and then he gets well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him back to where he started. Since he brings him back to where he started, and we just learned, Lemei Elumov, to his youth, so he starts where he was before he attained all of his learning. Says the Gemara, to prove that point, Rabbi Yosef Chalosh, Rabbi Yosef got ill, Iyakele Lemudei, and he forgot his learning. Ahadre Abai Kamei, Abaya tried to remind him what he learned. And that, says the Gemara, Hanu b'chol dichta amrinon, we often find in Shas, Amar Rabbi Yosef l'shmila hashmatza. They were learning something in the yeshiva, and Rabbi Yosef would say, I never heard this. And Abaya would try to remind him. How would Abaya remind him? Amar Abaya, Abaya would say to him, At amrit nilon, you told it to us, or b'hamas nisa amrit nilon, trying to remind him. And says the Gemara, you have a Gemara Rebbe. When Rebbe would study, says the Gemara, Betlas Ape Hilchasa, every Gemara that he learned, he would learn in 13 different versions. The way I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara, there were, for every Mishnah that Rebbe learned, there were 13 Brises, that he learned on every Mishnah. And then, Agmarei Rav Chiya, he taught Rav Chiya Shiva Mehen, 7 of the Brises, and then L'Sof Chalosh Rebbe, and Rebbe got ill, and he forgot his learning. Ahadu Rav Chiya Kamei, and Rav Chiya would try to remind him, by teaching him, reminding him, Hani Shiva Apid Agmari, the 7 Brises that he taught him about every Mishnah. But 6 more, he forgot, because he had only taught Rav Chiya 7 of the 13. Shita Azda, says the Mara, Hava Hu Katsra, there was this person who did laundry, He lived in the home of Rebbe. He worked in the home of Rebbe. And he used to overhear Rebbe learning. And he heard all 13 Brises. So Rav Chiya went and learned those 13 Brises from the Katsra. And then he reviewed them with Rebbe. And when Rebbe would see that person who helped him remember his learning, Amalei Rebbe, Rebbe would say to him, Ata sisa oisi v'srchiya. You have made me and Rav Chiya be successful in our learning. Ikad Amri, there's a different version of what Rebbe would say to him. Hach kamalei, this is what he would say to him. Ata sisa s'chiya. You reminded Chiya, v'chiya asa oisi, and Chiya made me. And I saw the Mefarshim explain what is the difference between the 2 versions. So the Ramah in Yerideah, Simen Resh, in Yerideah, Simen Resh, Mem Beis, Sif Chaf Aleph, says that one have to respect not only his Rebbe, but his Rebbe's Rebbe. So the Ramah says, if I didn't study by that individual, I don't have an obligation to show him respect. The Shach disagrees. Not only does the Shach disagree, but the Shach's opinion is that I have to show more respect to my Rebbe's Rebbe than I have to show to my actual Rebbe. Because my Torah came from my Rebbe, and my Rebbe wouldn't be who he was if not that he learned by that individual. Says the Chacham Shloima that the 2 versions of what we just learned in our Gemara, that is the machloikus. The first version says, Ata asisa oisi v'schiya, to teach us that not only must we respect my Rebbe, I have to show respect to you, who is the Rebbe of my Rebbe. The second version actually holds like the Ramah. I only have to show respect to my Rebbe. I need not also show respect to my Rebbe's Rebbe. Here, the Gemara is teaching us that both Reb Chiya and Rebbe forgot their learning. And the question is that we know that somebody learns Torah, Talmud Miskayim B'yadai. So how did they forget the learning? So I saw that the Sefer Likutei Basar Likutei teaches us that says that they forgot their learning, but they ultimately remember their learning. When is there a klala that somebody forgets his learning? Is when he never gets it back. But somebody who eventually gets back the learning that he forgot, that's not called a Talmudoi, is not Miskayim B'yodai. Vamar Alexandria Emre Chibar Abba. Godel Nesh Nas L'Chayla. Greater is the Nes that happens to a person who's not well. Yosem Nesh Nas L'Chanani Mishal V'Zaria. Even greater than the Nes that happened to Chanani Mishal V'Zaria that was thrown into the fire and they came out safe. Shel Chanani Mishal V'Zaria was a Shel Hedget, which was a fire, a man-made fire. Everybody could extinguish a man-made fire. Shechayla, but the fever that affects a sick person, chas v'shalom, comes from Shemayim. Who has the ability to extinguish that fire? So the Eitz Yosef explains that when we think about all of the nisim that happen on a regular basis, all of those nisim really are contrary to Derech HaTeva. What it means is that a person who gets sick and a person has this fever attacking him, it's not so simple how he could get rid of that fever. And if we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps, that he is able to get rid of that fever, we have to realize that it represents a tremendous nes. Because water could extinguish a regular fire, but the water cannot extinguish the fire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amar Alexandri, Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Ve'amar Le'i, Amar Mishum Alevi, Kimin Shigiyah Kitzu Shel Adam, when the time that a person is supposed to leave the world comes, Hakol Mashlim Bai, everybody has power to prevail over him. Shenemar, Ve'ayu Kamaitzi Hargeni, the Pasuk says by Kayin, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed Kayin, Kayin says, "V'niska v'yis nova nod, I will be wandering in the world." V'yakom moitzi yaharguni. When a person, and as I saw the In Yaakov explains, the person was created b'tzelem or the musa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as long as the person has the tzelem olakim over him, all of the creatures of the world are scared of him. When the person loses that Salam Alakim, everybody could prevail over him. Another pshat that I saw from the Maral says that every person is born with a mazel. And part of being born with a mazel is that every person is born with a special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person, time to leave the world comes, then he doesn't have that mazel anymore. That mazel expires. And once that mazel expires, everybody could prevail over him. Rav Amar min Adein Kro. The pasuk says, "L'mishpatecha amda hayoyim ke'kol avadecha." That l'mishpatecha, once a person is decreed that he should leave in the world, then ha'kol avadecha, that everybody in the world becomes a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eved. Everybody becomes a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eved to be able to carry out that decree. And as the Ben Yoyada asks, what was insufficient with the pasuk of Kayin? Why do we need that pasuk? So he explains, maybe Kayin only said it because of the pain that he was feeling. But now, the pasuk is showing us, everybody suffers this. Everybody suffers that fate. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada says, Kayin was worried that the people he will encounter will cause him to suffer. What we learn from here is ke'akol avadecha, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to suffer, then the entire world becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messengers to carry out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Rav Ashila Amrlei, Shachav Gavra Gavraya. They told to Rav Ashila that a very tall person died, Havarachah Gurna Nezutra, and this person was riding on a small mule. Matatis Susra, when he came to the bridge, Estavit. The mule went crazy, v'shadye, and threw him off the bridge into the river, v'koshachiv, and he passed away. Says the Gemara, Karle Anafshe, at that point, Rav Bashila said, l'mishpatecha kol hayoyim. When it comes the time for a person to die, as we just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses whatever method he needs that the person should pass away, even though what happened here was most unusual. Shmuel Chazi Elahu Akriva. Shmuel saw the scorpion, Yeseva Akurkasa, that was riding on top of a frog, v'avra nara, to pass over the river, v'taka gavra, and it bit a person on the other side of the river, or mayis, and he passed away. Kar alei, mishpatach amda hayoyim. That this scorpion was supposed to be the messenger to make this person pass away, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu got over to the other side of the river, because that's what Hashem wanted him to be. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Eim Avakim Asachayla, we don't visit an ill person, El Mishachotz Chama, that he has fever. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean to say that we only visit such a person? Lafuke Mai, says the Gemara, Fuke Hadatanya, Rabbi Yosef Ben Parat, Oim Mishin Rabbi Lezer, Eim Avakim Loi Chayla Ma'ayim, we shouldn't visit people who have stomach illness, for Lechayla Ayin, somebody who has an eye ailment, v'loy mechushei roish, and somebody who's suffering from headaches. So explains the Gemara. Bishlo mechayli ma'ayim, not to visit a person who has stomach ailment, shim ksufa. It's embarrassing. He has to use the bathroom all the time and go out to the bathroom, and there may be an odor. So it's understood that we shouldn't visit such a person. El chayli ma'ayim, somebody who has an eye ailment or a headache, my tama, why should you not visit them? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Debura Kashleinai. Speaking too much is difficult for a person who's suffering an eye ailment. But it's good for fever. And therefore, we don't visit a person who has eye ailment, because when you visit him, he'll have to speak, which will be painful to him. And the same thing is with a person who has a headache. A person who has a headache, the speaking is difficult for him, so therefore, visiting him is not acceptable. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says these kind of people should not be visited. However, I saw that Rav Moshe discusses in the Tshuvas that even though such a person should not be visited because the actual visit may be painful for him, but part of the Bikur Chayim involves seeing what we could do on behalf of the Chayla. Part of the Bikur Chayim involves davening for the Chayla. And therefore, those aspects of Bikur Chayim should certainly be done even for a person that you can't or shouldn't personally visit. Amar Rav Hai Ishta, the fever, ilav the pavank the malk the moisa, if not that it was a messenger of the malach hamavis, mali, it would actually be a good thing for a person to have temperature. Kechizra ladakli, just like you have branches and leaves that protect the tree, so too the fever protects the person. There are positive elements to the fever. And the Etz Yosef explains what are the positive elements of the fever. It dries up the person. If a person has excess moisture, the fever dries them up. Another pshat that I saw is that typically a person who has fever doesn't eat that much, and it causes him to lose weight. And says the Gemara, Chad l'klos yoyma, having fever once every 30 days is ketereik legufa. There was a medicine that they used to take called tereika. That's good. Just like you eat that medicine, the medicine apparently would clean out the person's system. So they would eat it once every 30 days. So too, this is good to take every 30 days. A little fever will help the person. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Malohi v'loy Tereika. He said, I don't want to have fever. Fever represents being sick. I'm willing to forgo having fever, even though it won't have the positive effects that fever maybe could have to a person. Even though we're learning here how fever is not, that sometimes talking to a person who's sick is not good, but the Paiskim all say that making a person who's not well happy, making him feel good, is actually a very positive part of the mitzvah Bikur Chayim. Amar Rava by Yonas and Amar Rabbi Chiel. Arson yofel chayil refuasai. Arson is good for an individual who's not well. Ask the Gemara, my arson, what exactly is arson? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, chushlo desari atikti. The peel of the peels of the barley, the Rosh Nafya, that they fall out when you filter, when you sift the barley. Rabbi Yosef Amar, but if you want to eat them, you have to cook them much, just like ox meat needs heavy cooking to be edible. Rav Yosef Amar, smidi de saratichta. He said the definition of arson is the flour made out of old barley, the Rosh Nafya that falls, that was properly sifted. Amar Bai Bishula, and he too, he claims that in order that they should be able to work, you need to cook them a lot. Kibisru the Tura. Amar Yochanan, there's a disease that's called boredom. The halach is a mevakrin, a person who's suffering from that disease, we should not visit. Ve'maskir in shmoi, we shouldn't tell people that somebody is suffering from that disease, because the word itself is not a nice word. My tama, Amar Belozer, because what is the disease? Neshkemaina neveya. It's a person who is expelling blood. It's a very unpleasant situation. He's expelling blood, kemaina neveya, like a river. Amar Belozer, lama nikra shmai bardom. Why is it called bardom? Shukemaina haneveya. It represents a spring that's expelling much blood. We learned in the Mishnah, marpei rufus anefesh. The Mar asks, what does Rufus HaNefesh mean? Hechitani, exactly what does the Mishnah mean? Ilema, that we're going to say, the Rufus HaNefesh, that we're allowed to, a person, if I'm not allowed to have benefit, he's not allowed to have benefit from me, I could heal him b'chinam, Rufus Mama b'schar, and I'm not allowed to pay, not allowed to do it to by having him pay me, that was talking about a case where the doctor is not allowed to benefit from the patient, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us he could only treat him without charging. Says the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah means to say, listen, hachi merpei bechinam, that you could only treat him without charging. Avaloi beschar. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means to say is ella refuos nefesh gufay. We're allowed to, even though the chayla is not allowed to have benefit from the doctor, the doctor is allowed to heal the person because it's a situation of sakaras nefashis. However, and it's a mitzvah to do so, he's not allowed to do refuos, not refuos memayne behemtoi. I'm not allowed to take care of his animal. And the Rishonim debate, when the Gemara here is saying that if the person is not allowed to benefit from the doctor, he's not allowed to take care of his animal, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's not allowed to take care of his animal under any circumstances? Or if he's paying him, if the owner of the animal is paying the owner, if the owner of the animal is paying the doctor, the veterinarian, so then he's not benefiting. He's paying for the services rendered. Since he's paying for the services rendered, then the halacha maybe is that he is allowed, then the halacha maybe is that he's allowed to take care of the animal. Amar Zutra Batovia Amarav, Aval Oimeloi, even though this doctor is not allowed to benefit the patient, and therefore he can't actually treat him, but what he can do is, Oimeloi, he could tell him, Samplani Yafala, this medicine is good for your disease, Samplani Rala, this medicine is not good. He doesn't actually treat him, since he's not actually treating him, even though he's benefiting from his advice, just speaking is not considered real benefit. Says the Mishnah, again, if the people that are not allowed to benefit from each other, Reichitz imay bempati gedoyla, they're allowed to go into the same pool at the same time because they're not benefiting. Avaloi ktana, but not a small pool, because if it's a small pool and people walk into it, it causes the water to rise. So the other person who's sitting in that pool is enjoying that the water is completely covering him, which if I'm not allowed to benefit from that person, I can't be in the same pool. The Yashnim and Mimita, they could sleep in the same bed. Rabbi Yudaimer, when could they sleep in the same bed? The Maisachama, in the summer. So since they're sleeping in the same bed in the summer, the extra person in the bed only adds heat to the bed. Since the extra person is adding heat to the bed, it's not, it's actually a discomfort. But not in the winter, actually he causes him to enjoy the extra heat in the bed. They could sit on the same bench, because sitting on the same bench doesn't add any pleasure. They could eat at the same table, and we need not be concerned that one is going to eat from the other person. So as I saw, even though the halacha is that people are not allowed to eat dairy and meat at the same table, we're concerned that I may come to eat the meat and you may come to eat the dairy if we're at the same table. Here we're dealing, explained the Mefarshim, with individuals who are not getting along. When we're speaking about individuals who don't get along, the concern that one will eat from the other is diminished. And therefore we don't have to be concerned about that. They can't eat from the same serving plate. Because if I'll eat less and you're not allowed to benefit from me, my eating less means I'm leaving food for you and you're benefiting from me. If there is a serving plate, a big serving plate, that nobody, that there's plenty for everybody, so you're not benefiting from me, and therefore we could share the same serving plate. Tanya, so the Gemara explains what we just learned. Tanya, they shouldn't go to the same bath. They shouldn't be in the same bed. Whether it's a small one or whether it's a big one. Because we're concerned that if we're going to allow them to be in the same bed, they may come to be in the same bed, in the same small bed, even in a time when it's the winter and they're benefiting. A big bed in the winter, or a small bed in the summer, mutter. Because in the winter, the heat is good. And by us sleeping in a big bed, you're not benefiting from me. And vice versa, in the summer. We're allowed to go to the same bath because it's a large pool. Since it's a large pool, my entering the pool won't cause you any pleasure. There won't be extra water coming on you. They could go to the same sauna. Since there's only steam and there's no heat, there is no extra heat by me coming in there. We just learned in the Mishnah. What is the definition of a tamcha chayzer? A tamcha chayzer l'balabayis, where it is a person who invited guests, and there's plenty of food on the serving plate, so even if I'll take less or I'll take more, it won't affect how much your portion will be. We learned further in the Mishnah about two people who can't have a noah, lo yichal imay mena ovis. They can't eat from the same plate. They used to serve meals to workers. The people work, these are hard workers that work hard, and they need a lot to eat. And even if there's a lot of food in the serving plate, it's never enough. And if I'm going to eat less and you'll have more, I'm benefiting from you. Lo yasi imay beuman. They can't work on the same row in the field. Because if I'm working with you in the same row and you're not allowed to benefit from me, and I am going ahead of you in the field, and I'm softening up the earth on which you're going to field work, I'm doing something to benefit you. Divrei Meir. We can work in the same row as long as v'hu berachuk menu, as long as we're distant from each other, that we're not, so you're not benefiting from me. Machlokes Rishonim, what is the definition of distance? Distant, some Rishonim I saw say that they have to have at least 5 amos of distance, and some Rishonim I saw say you have to have only 4 distance. Says the Gemara, Bekarav, if the two people who one may not benefit from the other are next to each other, loy peligi di asur. Everybody agrees that the person who walks ahead of the other person softens up the ground and is benefiting him. Ki pligi, that he says the Gemara, their machlokes is woman, and therefore would be aser. Where's the machlokes berachik when they're distant from each other? Remeis of a gezrin and rachik mishem karev. That even when they're distant from each other, we're concerned that if we're going to let you get close to, we're going to be distant, you may get close. The kamarap and karev is also makarev. As we keep on repeating, if you're going to be close and you're going to make the earth soft, you're going to benefit from me. Rabbanan Savri, if they're close, indeed, there's a room for this gzeira. If they're distant, like us reading, we don't make such a gzeira.